Studio guest this hour is James Harvey, one of the team who have decided to take action about the planned closure of the pool in the park in Woking. From the Woking Pool Community Action Task Force, hello James.
Hi there John, thanks
hello.
For having me in.
Thanks for joining us. So, I mean, we know that there's problems within the council finance-wise. We know that savings have to be made, and we revealed the list of sort of the potential impact on this. There's lots on the list, but the sort of the headline thing, really, I think the one that's getting the community talking is the pool in the park. So, I mean, why is the pool in the park so important?
Well, I think it's one of those things that really it's in the centre of town. It's a remarkable facility, really, because it caters for swimming lessons, it caters for leisure, it's a community hub. People go mm-hmm. there to meet, to make friends, to keep fit, and it's just something that symbolises what's great about Woking. And when I heard, and some other people that I know heard, that, you know, it was at risk, we just got together and thought, is there anything that we can do as a community mm-hmm. to try and put that on hold, to try and stay that, and to try and save the park, really.
Yeah, I mean, seeing the reaction to this online, on your Facebook group and wider social media, and hearing people talking about town, you know, lots of people sharing memories of learning to swim at the pool, going to the pool as a child, and in your case, Hannah, you've lived, for 4 years in the area, but your children use the facilities, don't they?
Yes, they do. I was there yesterday. Both my children, both my two daughters, have lessons at the pool. And in fact, when we were looking at Woking as a place to move to, we first came here to have a look around on a lovely sunny April morning. We had a look around some local areas, had a look at some houses, and we ended up in the park. Right, where can we go? Give yeah. the kids a run out. We ended up in the park, and we had a walk around. The kids had a play. We had a look at the pool, and I just thought, I can see myself coming here. I can see my kids coming here. Yeah. It just feels like a town with good services, a town with a good community. And as you say, I've lived here for 4 years. I've really enjoyed it. I've made some great friends. The kids have settled really well, and I just wanted to try and do mm-hmm. something with other people to try and keep that momentum going.
So, taking to social media, connecting with a group of local residents, so you're not, you know, linked to any political party or not sort of concerned about the politics of it. It's just saving the pool is kind of what you're about, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that somebody else had set up a group on Facebook. That pops up on my feed. I joined it. I made some posts on there, and from that I got speaking to there's eight of us now, local residents not known to each other previously, that just got chatting mm-hmm. online and realised that we might have some skills and some passion, really, is what we bring to it, to get together and see if we can engage with the process. Okay. and to see if we could do anything about it. So we're not affiliated to any political party. We are just local residents concerned about the pool that just want to yeah. get some things done.
Okay, and just remind us about the plans. I mean, we know that so over the next 3 years there's going to be a phased closure, I believe, and it starts with the Leisure Lagoon. Is that kind of what's been proposed?
I think it's really important to keep in mind yeah. that no decision has been made.
No.
So we've engaged with the council. We've contacted the council executive when we sort of got together, and we're, you know, really grateful to them because they've engaged very heavily with us. They're meeting with us, and they're prepared to look at any proposals mm-hmm. that we come up with. But what's really important right now is that this is a proposal. There's a
yeah.
there's a public consultation.
Of course, yeah.
You can get to it via the Woking Community Hub. The links are on the Woking Council website, which is woking.gov. And you can have your say about what you think should happen and what mm-hmm. pool means to you and proposals. But nothing has been decided yet. And the more pressure, the more ideas, the more ways that we can look at closing the funding gap, the more likelihood there is that the pool stays open. And that decision will be made in February next yep. year. So we've got about 3 months to come up with a workable plan to see if we can change that direction.
Okay. And what sort of ideas have you got around that? How can you save the pool?
Okay, so you know, we're basically looking at all possible alternative funding models that will make pool in the park a viable and sustainable leisure facility for people for Woking for years to come. It's a bit hard at the moment. We're early days. We've been active for about 2 weeks as a group, but you know, the council have committed to helping us look at the figures. Mm-hmm. Some of those figures are a little bit muddy at the moment. So, but the figure that we've got is somewhere between £400,000 to £450,000 a year is the shortfall. Mm-hmm. Is what needs to be made up. So we're really, you know, we just want to make sure that the services remain operational and affordable for the foreseeable future. So we'll be looking at, you know, what the management structure is, what the funding is, what the fee structure is, who uses the pool, any supplementary ways we can bring in any kind of money. And we'll be working with the council to see if we can identify any of those and close that gap. Yeah. If we can close that gap, then we stand a good chance of keeping the pools open, I think.
And the council are, you know, engaging with you. That's a positive, isn't it? You know?
It's really positive. Excuse me. I think, you know, this is the situation that Woking finds itself in. You know, we could argue how that's happened and why that's happened, but, you know, since moving here, I've really been struck by what a community feel there is. People really do work on local projects. I moved from London, which they often say mm-hmm. is a community of villages, but when I came to Woking, I did really find that. It is a town made up of very definitive villages. And so how we got here is one discussion that we're not necessarily having.
Yeah.
We're looking at what can we do to move forward, what can we do to keep mm-hmm. these facilities that make Woking a great place to live open.
Absolutely. We're going to talk some more about this, and this is something that's very much, you know, everyone talking about it around the area. So really interesting to hear what you're doing as well, and hopefully we can find a solution to this and save the pool. But we'll talk more. We're going to get another song on, a bit of Spandau Ballet to play in a bit. That's coming up in a few minutes. John and Helen, we're talking to James, and we're talking about the pool in the park and how it can be saved for the community.
I know. I was just wondering, James, has anybody from the local businesses come forward to show any interest? Because I think maybe some sponsorship from them, potentially?
I mean, yeah, I think that's something that we will be looking at. And, you know, as I say, we sort of got our heads together about this, you know, a fortnight ago. So we're still in early stages at the moment. Yeah. We're very much still finding our feet and sketching out what our plans can be and what it might look like. And our first stage really is to work with the council and build that relationship with the council. Yeah. But you're quite mm-hmm. right. There's a funding gap there. Yeah. There's money which previously has been provided by the council via council tax or any other ways that they make money, which now can't because of the Section 114 process that's ongoing. They can only fund things that they're legally obliged to fund, and everything else falls outside the scope of that.
So this is a discretionary versus statutory services, and swimming currently is discretionary, but a lot of people online may be saying that it should be statutory and it should be something that they have to provide. I mean, do you think that should happen?
I think personally, I mean, it's essential and it's actually going to save money in the long term. Yeah. If you think about like the healthcare implications, you know, like going swimming, you know, you're exercising, mental health, we know about the benefits of that. You know, socially, like you touched on, James, you know, people use it as a community hub. You know, these are all the resources that actually we need to keep in place mm-hmm. because when there's a shortfall, then you're going to see a backlog in other areas.
I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. And really at the core of our argument is, we've got this financial shortfall. And, you know, if you close the pool in the park, then you can you don't have to worry about that shortfall. That money doesn't have to be provided anymore. But of course, you know, there will still be funding. There are loans that need to be paid. There are business rates that need to be paid on the building. There's still going to be maintenance costs, all those hidden costs behind that. So there will still be money going into it. It just won't be available to the community. And, you know, we've done most of our promotion and talking to people so far via social media. And I think you're right. You know, the healthcare benefits, particularly in mental health and particularly for sort of marginalised and less visible groups, it's really important.
Yeah, and definitely when you start looking into it, you realise what a lifeline this facility is for a community. I mean, particularly for people with disabilities, you know, for some people that may be the only accessible form of exercise that they can take part in. So, you know, it's vital for them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as part of this, we've spoken to other community groups and we continue to go out and find find those people who are using the pool. And it surprised me, actually, just how crucial that pool is to groups, particularly where you talk about disabled people, people who, and some of the stories that we've heard firsthand from people, you know, that is the pool. Going to the pool 2 or 3 times a week is their lifeline to the outside world. It's where they meet people, it's where they speak to people, it's where they get exercise. We've heard some really sort of, you know, stories of people who haven't been able to walking across the pool because of the support that it gives them. So you've got all of that sort of element to it. And on top of that, you know, we're still looking at the final figures, but we're looking at somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 children a week having lessons there.
Yeah.
And, you know, swimming is a life skill. It's good for fitness. You've touched on it. It's really good for mental health, but it's a survival skill as well.
Yeah. Somebody finds themselves at the seaside and they end up in trouble in the sea. You know, if they don't know how to swim, there's, you know, like you say, life skill could save their life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, we already know that swimming lessons, trying to get your children into swimming lessons in this area is really tough. The waiting list is long. What we would encourage is anyone who's currently got children at the pool having swimming lessons, continue with that, because you know, we really need to show that the pool is used. In fact, actually, since the consultation was announced and since this situation has arisen, usage figures for the pool has got up.
Interesting.
More people are going there. It's almost as if this has reminded people that the pool's there, and so we're seeing more people using the pool than previous.
Okay, so that's a positive, and hopefully that shows, you know, that the petition, the consultation shows that it's such a lifeline for the community. We know that there's the pool in Shearwater as well. Is that is that sort of, if it closed that, or I don't know, is there something around that, do you think?
The Eastwood pool.
Yes.
That's part of a joint facility with the gym, and that's a fairly new facility. As far as we're aware, that pool isn't part of this consultation.
Okay.
So there's no threat to that pool. We don't believe there's so much, there's a funding gap issue with that pool, so that's not included. We don't see this as an either or.
Yeah.
Situation. We think that the Eastwood pool is well used. It supports the community on that side of the town. But if we close pool in the park, looking at Eastwood, looking at Guildford Spectrum, looking at other pools in the area,
it put pressure on, won't it?
Yeah. We don't believe that they can actually, those pools collectively can pick up the slack of the people that use pool in the park. Often pools close because they're not very well used. That's not the case.
No.
We're seeing, you know, 300,000 individual visits a year to that pool. That is a very well used facility.
And of course, here nobody actually wants the pool to close, but we find ourselves in these unprecedented circumstances. And the petition, and that's been well supported, isn't it?
It has been really well supported. You know, we've seen that profiles in the media. I think there's upwards of 6,000 signatures on that now. It's pushed the pool issue to the top of the agenda, definitely, which is, you know, so thank you to everybody that's signed that and taken part in any of those online sort of petitions or engagements.
Yeah, well, we're going to wait with interest and see sort of what happens with this one. Hopefully, you know, a solution can be found, the pool can stay open. So remind us, if we want to follow what you're doing and support what you're doing, how do we do that?
So you can go on to, there's a Facebook group that we're sort of active in, or you can go on, the Facebook group is, if you search for Save Woking Pool in the Park, then that Facebook group will come up and you can have a look there. I'm posting quite regularly on there. We've also got a Twitter account, which is Save Woking PITP. So if you search for on Twitter, or X as it's called now, for Save Woking Pool in the Park, that will come up. And you know, we're looking at starting a website and other social media channels, so hopefully we'll have those up and running in the next few days.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's brilliant that you're doing what you do, and the fact that, you know, you've come together with this group just shows that the support you've had for your campaign just shows that there is a need for this pool in the community, and it's great that we can get behind this and keep ourselves up to date. So yeah, thank you for coming to tell us about it today.
Thanks for having us on. It's been interesting. It's been good to be here. Thank you.
And we'll get you back in a few weeks, few months, to sort of follow the story.
That'd be great.
Absolutely. Keep it in the public eye.
Absolutely. James, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks for coming to see us.